Hello, everybody. Welcome to our spoiler cast for Beyond Two Souls. I'm Ryan Teltonik, and with me is...
Sophia Tong.
Lucas Sullivan.
Zach Betka.
Anthony Snyder.
And today we're just going to talk about what we thought of the game, all the things that we saw in the game, all the things we maybe did not like.
But hold on.
If
you haven't played Beyond, stop listening immediately and go play.
It's a spoiler cast. They should know this.
We will leave no ghostly stone unturned.
I don't know.
Or something like that. Yeah, I guess that didn't really make much sense. But anyways, let's real briefly, not with too much depth just yet, just talk about some of the basic things we did and did not like about Beyond Two Souls before we jump into our personal tales of what we experienced as Jodin and Aiden.
Jodin.
That's the combo pair. That's shorthand.
Just
nice.
But Sophia, let's start with you. What did you think of Beyond Two Souls?
I thought it was interesting. I mean, this is my way of saying, like, I didn't not enjoy playing it.
Okay. Let's make this as confusing as possible to be fun for everyone.
I really liked Heavy Rain, so let's preface that. Okay. So it's not like I don't like what David Cage is trying to do. I was really approaching Beyond Two Souls as, you know, really exciting. Because I really like the idea of just playing through this kind of interactive, and it's very emotional, and you're really drawn to these characters. But for some reason, it really fell flat to me. For me, playing through the game, I mean, the gameplay is fine. I don't have any issues with that. But my biggest problem was that I didn't feel any connection to anybody, and I felt that was really lacking. Like, even though they had Ellen Page and Willem Dafoe in it.
Right.
It was just like Stan, the homeless man, had the most... like impact on me. So
Stan the homeless man,
which is different. It's just funny because, like, I know Lucas had a totally different experience, and if I had the same experience, I think I would have enjoyed it a lot more.
On the spectrum, I'd say Sophia's the least enthusiastic and I would be the most enthusiastic about this game. I didn't play Heavy Rain or Fahrenheit or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I did have a crush on Ellen Page going into this.
Oh, see, there you go.
That did not affect my experience of the game, which was I enjoyed it quite a lot. It moved me, which is pretty much all you can ask for from a game like this, where is king. So,
Okay. I'd say I'm a weird combination of Lucas and Sophia, because I am as excited about this game as Lucas is, yet I have a lot of qualms with it as a game. I actually didn't like the gameplay. I thought it was kind of boring gameplay. Didn't forward the story at all. The character interaction I thought wasn't there. The acting from not Ellen or Stan the homeless man, who I loved that scene.
What a wonderful nickname.
But it's, I think this game is so incredibly important for video games. I think, yes, it's experimenting, but I think it's doing so much, and it needs to be paid attention to instead of just ridiculed, which I think a lot of people are doing with it. You can read kind of my entire stance on my fevered ranting in that editorial I wrote.
Ooh, another thing I liked, really great character models.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the facial animations were crazy good.
Yeah, no, it looked amazing. Yeah.
And the zoom in on Jody's face and the main
Lucas
menu.
Oh, God, Lucas is getting into creepy talk.
Yeah. Calm down.
No, it's true. Long story short, I think it was incredibly important, and I think it had a lot of issues as a game, but I waive all of those because of what it's trying to do.
On the flip side, I didn't think it was important at all. I thought it was...
No way.
I didn't.
Wait, what?
We are a room of opposites.
I think that it had a... I liked the story for the most part. There were a few sections that we'll talk about later that I didn't particularly care for. And I was into the characters. I thought, you know, I agree with pretty much everybody in that... well, aside from Lucas, I guess. That's at times, their relationships felt a little... non-existent, or maybe some of the scenes were, you know, a bit flat, but I enjoyed the story enough to kind of keep me wanting to play through and see what was happening. I was really, really curious as to what Aiden would eventually become. I assumed correctly that they would reveal what he was, but I think that whole, you know, that thread between Jody and her having to live with this thing was really, really cool, and I liked that it kept me intrigued enough. However, it's just like, I think I struggle to grasp, I suppose, what Beyond does that is so important, because to me it was amazing that it had, you know, actors that even non-gamers recognize, Willem Dafoe and Ellen Page, and the mocap stuff was incredible. Like, in that regard, I think, yes, that is some forward pushing stuff that I'm sure we'll see more of going down the road. But, you know, it was really just a a story that was broken up and told in non-chronological order, and I don't think anything story-related was particularly forward-thinking in any way. So
I want to ask you about that, but first let us hear what
Anthony
thought.
Let's
say,
hello. I liked it. I knew what I was getting into. I played Fahrenheit. I played Heavy Rain. It's sort of I do agree with Zach. I think it's important for it to be there because you have all these games that are sort of going right, and it's you need that indie game or two that goes left, or even not indie. You know, it could be commercial, but you need that other game to go left so that you don't get tired of, you know, the same old, and to sort of open your mind up a little bit. That's how I look at
innovation.
Yeah.
All right, so Ryan, you were talking about how the story was broken up. Now, I've kind of been wondering since I finished the game, but do you think David Cage wrote out the whole script and then later was like, oh, this isn't really working, and broke it up and rearranged it?
I kind of got the impression that I don't think so necessarily. I mean, maybe that's what happened, but for me, it also would have made sense if he was just thinking in his head, all right, what age is she and what is she dealing with, and was able to just write standalone vignettes. I mean, that's kind of what they were.
Yeah, I thought it worked well, like the flow of it. Like, you never felt like it was out of touch or you weren't confused as to what was going on.
I don't know. I actually didn't like the flow of the chronological ordering or the non-chronological ordering.
See, in my mind, though, had we seen a chronological ordering, unless he had completely rewritten them, it would have been super boring because the entire first half of the game
would have
been...
It's not that I didn't like the fact that it was out of order. I just thought it was done incorrectly that actually did leave me confused.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it, like, jumped in and out of vignettes in a way that I didn't know where we were in the storyline, and I don't know, it...
It was hard to keep track of what had happened, like, where your decisions were going to matter,
exactly,
and where
it was.
Didn't matter because they were going to happen.
It's
later,
kind of like when the vignette started, I was like, okay, what has happened in her life up until this point that I have played that would influence it?
Yeah.
And I was guessing and trying to play catch up during the vignette.
Like, the only part I was confused about was when she was running from the CIA, and then it's like, then she was like helping them, and then at the end it went back, and I was just like, okay, what happened after she ran from the CIA, and how
so
did
many
that
crossovers.
Wrap up?
Yeah, well, I actually had to go back to the title menu to see the chronological order to like reassess it.
Oh, there's a title
Well
menu.
One thing I thought, one point that Zach made up in his review was that I did not make up, but a point he made in his review, wow, how do words work, that I thought was interesting was it handles these decisions in such a way that a lot of the times you don't know whether or not it is an important thing. And I can see on the one hand you being really kind of annoyed by that because you're like, well, is this something that matters or not? But at the same time, it's also kind of cool that it has that subtlety to where you're not always 100% sure that this is even going to matter at all. And so I thought that was pretty neat.
Let's address the elephant in the room, because I think the biggest example of that is Jody, when she's a teenager, you can either get her to the bar where she is
sexually
attacked,
assaulted.
Sexually assaulted, or you can't. And you don't know that's the decision. So for instance, I played it where I didn't get to the bar, and I had no clue that scene happened, and I played the entire game thinking Jody was, like, the self-sufficient, strong, powerful woman, where... Ryan, do you want to give your experience?
Whereas I went to the bar, and the bartender and two of his buddies, like, tried to rape Jody, and it was a really weird scene.
Do you need a hug? Is it traumatizing?
I don't need a hug.
I don't touch me.
But, you know, and of course I didn't... says enough of this and murders all three of them pretty
brutally.
Yeah,
you can't die. So going through the game knowing that.
You have that.
But that did later affect one of the scenes we'll talk about in a bit too, my dinner with Ryan. And that played out a very different way than pretty much everybody else who had not experienced the bar scene because of that scene.
Yeah. I didn't make it out of the gate. Made it to the bar.
Really?
Did you not get to put it in first gear?
Well, yeah. There's that scene where you're like all punk rocker Jody and you're trying to like rebel and sneak out of the lab. And then so I'm controlling this guy to drive me out. And I guess when I get to the gate, I'm like, all right, get into first gear. And I think I must have botched one of the sequences. I was like, oh, damn. And then the guy realized it was me. And it's like, well, you're not going anywhere. And that was end of scene.
I had no clue that rape scene.
Yeah. Well, I knew about it before, but I was just like, oh, was that the time I was trying to like sneak out to a bar? Like, that makes sense. So I knew about it ahead of time, but I never got it. Yeah.
So let's now start going through some of the various scenes in the game, and I tried to lay these out in kind of somewhat chronological order of when you actually experience them, and just to kind of give a little sense of what we thought of the scene and how our different sections played out, just so people have an idea of all the different things that happened. But
many
so the first one we're going to talk about, the birthday scene, which was painfully awkward. For me, at least. It was so weird and so almost nonsensical because who the fuck just, like, picks up this kid and is like, hey, you're weird. Get in the closet.
Yeah.
And shove her in there.
Harry Potter
style. That was
one of my main issues with the game, and a lot of people's issues with the game was that the writing itself, like, the script of the game was immaturely written. It didn't have enough skill behind it. Yeah. You know, we're at the party and the kids are like, Jody, do that thing where you're crazy. And Jody's like, no. And so they surround her, like taunt her and throw her in a closet.
It's just not realistic.
Yeah, this game is supposed to be this like realism slice of life as much as you can. And these characters are acting in a way that no human would act. And that's what really threw me out.
All right, so who got hammered? Because I did.
The vision went
for like 2 seconds.
And then I chose the music and that bitch was like, from this century, please.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, wait, I took rock. That's classic.
I know. I was like, all right, don't pick country. Don't pick the pop.
I picked pop, right?
Yeah. And I was like, because I was thinking, 90s pop. This will work great. And she's like, what the fuck? Why don't you put that shit on?
Yeah.
I mean, get the closet.
I said disco's not dead.
So then who terrorized them immediately after?
Oh, okay. I burned down the house.
Wait, what about when you're dancing and then he just calls you a slut? Did you not feel
cheap? Oh, yeah.
I felt cheap.
I let him grab my ass.
What?
So you must have felt even cheaper.
Wait, you let him touch your booty?
Yeah.
Sophia.
Okay. I slap with those hands.
So wait. Because this is the thing. Like here, and this was like kind of cool at first to me was this guy who's like, hey, look. I know you're kind of feeling weird here. Let's have some small chat.
Yeah.
And you're like, cool. And
you're
talking. He's like, hey, maybe you want to dance? You're like, oh, that's cool. And then he's like, hey, look, you're really pretty. Let's kiss. And I was like, yeah, I guess. I kissed him. And then he starts getting fresh. And I'm like, no, you didn't. And I slapped his hand.
Slapped his hand a little bit.
I'm just not, this is too much of a commitment for me
it's
right
very
now.
Very fast.
And then his reaction, like, he'd been so nice to me, and then his reaction is to immediately call me a slut.
So okay, and said you were all over him.
Yeah, it he was is, like, she was following what? Me all night.
It is well, weird yeah. that you know. They had to write it like all the paths have to lead to him being that much of a dick.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it is like plausible that in a high school kid setting, like peer pressure and all that,
mm-hmm.
you could. Turn on a dime like that in terms of
well,
personality.
He's faking
the way I kind of justified it was that all the girls were like, okay, like you be nice to her and like you pull this prank on her
and try to grab her
and
butt.
That's how like, but like it wasn't reinforced in the story. So I like I just made that up myself. I'm like, okay, that's kind of how it goes.
Yeah,
so,
I guess like, you have to well, like graft it on from.
Well, then after that scene, did you guys agree to show your powers or just like kind of
no?
Like,
I
hell
said
hell
no.
No. No. They
wait,
didn't
did
earn
anyone
it.
Show their powers?
I was kind of curious.
Oh wait, when they locked you in the closet?
No, before that.
Oh, before that.
When they're just like, show us, Judy. Like, what can you do?
Yeah.
I see. You know, I was playing with somebody, and they were like, oh no, I'm not going to show them. I'm just going to make you look stupid. And I was like, no, dude. Just like no. And then I looked, and then they're all, oh, you're so fake.
How does the two-player work? Is it you are Jody and the second
and
player
the other person's
is Aiden?
Aiden?
Okay.
Yep. Oh,
that's pretty cool.
Okay.
And it's neat. Like you have two sets of choices. Like they can either go with the flow with what you want to do or they can say,
that's really
no.
cool. Actually, that's a really cool way to play
so
it.
So if you want to play through yourself. It like that, it's pretty interesting.
Well, because then it's...
Oh, brother.
Because there's then, actually two people fighting with you. Like,
because then it's like... I get it now. Because then it's like you're actually... So. There really are just two people... Just,
yeah,
I don't know.
Anyways, I really like cool. it, yeah.
Yeah. So then they throw you in the closet.
Mm-hmm.
And how? And the setup makes it almost impossible to not immediately want to destroy them. Like, you get out of the closet and it's like, now you can mess with them. Like, oh, thank
I
you.
I thought I killed one of them. Like, the glass broke.
You?
Well, no, the glass like, broke. She felt it. I was like, And I'm like, is she dead?
Wait.
I'm like, did I just kill her?
They should have died. Like, you were throwing the sofa and everything. About. I was like, how is he still standing up? The sofa hit him right in the head.
There's a glitch. No, I didn't throw any sofa. But I like avoided the candle because I'm like, nah, do I really want to burn the place down? But I killed her and then I left. I'm like, all right, let's just calm down.
I saw the candle and knew what that would lead to, and I stopped
here.
Myself.
I burned that house down.
No, no.
I just go there. I walked out.
To
me. I took the high road.
You never even down. Messed with them at all?
No.
But did they run out of the house and say, like,
so
you're a monster?
No, it was literally just
I'm picking you
Jody's,
up.
Like, limping to the door. She looks at the door like, I could mess these fools up right now. And then just walks out and wow. they keep
It's the
partying.
Same reaction when you burn the house down.
Does she walk? now does she still get picked up or does she just walk away? And
I think she just walks away and then
wow.
it's assumed
oh my
that
God.
Nathan
well,
there you go.
I'll let you know what happens when you burn the house down.
Or you mess with them.
So the children run out and they're like screaming like, oh, she's a monster. And you're like, whatever, like you deserve that. I kind of yeah, hate you. Yeah. And then Willem Dafoe's like, come on, Dirty.
Let's get in the car.
Let's go.
As the house
let's go.
Burns.
Like the mom comes out and is just like, oh, what's happening?
Yeah, that's what happened in my
okay,
scene.
That's pretty
weird. It's happening the same in the burning the house scene. It's yeah. like when you
does
think,
the mom go, oh, what's happening? Or she's
yeah.
like,
what's going on?
No, she's just like, oh my gosh, what happened? Not like my house is burning.
That would be a lot more realistic.
Yeah, because, well, I mean, you and I think they had the same decision where we messed with them a bit and then we left.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
the mom rolls up and she's, and then the kids again come screaming out and yeah. Jody's a demon. And the mom's like, what's wrong with you, Jody? And they're like, well, you weren't even here. And then, and then Willem picks you up and he's like, oh, Jody, what have you done this time?
I gave you a really old book to give as a birthday present. Yeah. It's like, come on.
Anywho.
Oh, boy. What did you guys think about the scene where you're like 16? Or not the punk rock scene, but the one where you're a young teenager and you have to go into this failed warp field that they built.
I think that's necessary to set up the end of the game.
It was a good, just like spooky...
It's thematically inappropriate. Like, they never touched on, like, the reanimated corpses.
Yeah, the whole head bobbing thing never came back.
I'm so frustrated. There's so many plot holes in that game. And most of them were in that scene where she was a teenager.
That level gave me nightmares.
It was creepy.
Yeah, they were just like creeped out by it. I'm like, yeah, they're coming up.
Oh, I was not a fan. It really
well, for me, it was like, oh, this game doesn't have anything against using jump scares. I will keep that in mind. For
Oh, also, when you're a little kid and you're going through the garage and...
Oh, my God.
And there was that goddamn mannequin. I was like... And it was funny because she's been... It's before you ever see those little shadow creatures that attack
yeah.
her.
Yeah.
And she's all scarred up and just like in The Sixth Sense, and they're asking her, who did this to you? And she's like, oh, the monsters did. And I got in the garage and I knew right then, okay... I'm going to see something in here.
Because
she was like all fidgety before
but
she went out
nothing.
In the dark. Yeah, I think it was meant to fake
just,
you,
like,
out.
Fake you
yeah.
out.
But it's like that. I was walking and I was playing by myself. This was the first night I was playing and my girlfriend was gone. She was out with her friends or something and it was dark and it was late. And I walked into the garage and I saw that shiny little mannequin face in the background and it kind of had like red looking eyes.
The
and,
eyes were like
and I was
what?
Like, nope. I turned the game off.
You turned it off. You're not getting that oil.
Sorry, Mom. You're going to have to cook without the olive oil today.
Even with the lights on. Didn't make much of a difference.
Okay. And we kind of already talked a bit about the bar scene. Or not getting the bar scene. So
pre the bar scene, did you guys play the electric guitar in Rebellion?
Yeah. Oh, yes, I did. I played it today.
Oh, I couldn't get the QuickTime event right, so she was like, bah, nah, bah. Like, guess we can't play guitar.
Well, when you get the QuickTime event right, yeah.
she's like,
she's apparently a professional metal
guitarist. I don't even think I had a guitar.
Speaking about that, so when you first start the game out and you're a kid, there's a little toy guitar.
I never
and,
did that.
Yeah, and then that's what I was wondering, because... I watched the demo and I seen her play the guitar when she's like, you know, homeless in the later segment. And I thought maybe due to playing the past games, if I touched the guitar, maybe she would know how to play it later on. So I'm not sure if that had an effect.
I picked up the guitar.
You picked
it up too.
You didn't pick it up.
I didn't pick it up and I had the option.
You still had the option? Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
I must have missed the prompt.
Oh, speaking of, in that first test, I guess, did you guys stop messing everything up when that lady was freaking out?
Don't you have to finish it? You have
to.
You have to mess with her, right?
Oh,
no, you don't have to mess with her. Because if Dawkins is like, Jody, that's enough, and then you just back off as Aiden and you go back to Jody, then you get a trophy called Obedience.
What?
That was so cool.
Oh, my girlfriend wasn't having that. She's like, this is fun. This is fun.
Well, it's like if you keep messing with her and Dawkins does yell, like, hey, can you stop, please? And she's like, I can't control him anymore. And it, like, it pans back to her, and she's, like, bleeding out of her nose.
Oh,
it's like,
oh,
I didn't see that at all.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because you see all, you know, that happens during parts. The obviously, part like, scene. I forget why that happens. Is it when he's too far away?
Yeah.
Whatever it is, like in that CIA scene. So we'll unless anybody else has anything to say about the bar scene that we haven't already talked about.
I will say, though, I this is where I give kudos. I don't want to say I liked it because I don't want to like anything related to sexual abuse. But I thought it was fascinating that from that scene, because I didn't get it and didn't know it existed. And after we were talking about the game, I think it was me and Ryan or me and Lucas. I forgot which one it was. But we had complete opposite views of Jody, which is really – it influenced the rest of the game, even when the script wasn't there.
Yeah.
So I thought that was a really cool way, kind of a really interesting – you know, it's you can, like, change the actual script or you can just change player perception. And I thought that was a really cool thing that Beyond Two Souls tried to do.
I think that's probably one of its strengths, that it's so linear the way you play it without even knowing. Whereas, like, Heavy Rain, I felt like I could tell
when I'm
missing something.
Yeah, exactly.
So this one was really well done in terms of
and we'll talk more, too, I think, about Jordan's
Jordan's
characters after we finish up with some of these scenes. So
I did want to touch on the bar scene real quick in that I think that was the first time that I can remember that Jody's like actively in danger, but you can't switch to her to do anything. Like it's all on Aiden.
Right.
So that scene was super intense for me because I was like, I need to help, but I don't know what to do. And I'm panicking, just like pushing objects around the room. And then that was the first time also that I was like, nope, these guys just got to die. Like, I'm going to kill them instantly.
I had a very, very similar reaction because it is weird because you don't know. Obviously, you're not comfortable with what's happening.
Yeah.
And you don't know that if you don't fix it quickly enough, if it's going to go any farther and you don't want to see it do that. And so I had a very, very similar reaction where it was just like, oh, my God, I need to fix this right now.
Yeah.
And the only way I know how to do that is by seriously maiming and or killing.
It's like knowing that you can't die, I still felt really involved in like, okay, I need to make this work because I don't want to get to that point where Aiden has to just step in. Because in the back of my mind, I'm like, I know this is a game and you can't die.
Yeah.
But I was still like, no, need to get this right. I don't want to miss any like button prompts.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, even though you can't die, like even though Jody can't die, if you fail, a lot of other people can die.
And very bad things can happen.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's come towards the ending. There's different stuff.
Oh, right. Oh, you guys just messed it up then.
So let's go on to the homeless scene.
Depressing.
Delivering babies is depressing? What?
Wait, what part of the homeless scene? Just like the entire thing?
Segment.
Was that the longest chapter in the
game? It was, this probably was for me at least.
I skipped a lot of it. Like, I wasn't singing or anything.
No. Did you steal money from the ATM?
And
you
the newspaper stand.
Yeah, and then it's done. It skips a lot.
All right, so Jody finds herself homeless.
Probably after running from the CIA.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
also, Stan is the only person on the street, apparently, on that one night. There is
thank God
no one else.
Because he finds her collapsed in the snow. but yeah, all right. First, did you guys try to kill yourself at either of the two points?
I didn't even realize you could, and then saw the knife and was like, oh, that might come in handy later. I picked it up and Jody started crying. I was like, no, cut yourself.
Did she do it?
Well, she motioned to, and then there was a prompt like, do you want it?
And if you try and go forward with it, Aiden stops you.
Okay.
How does he knock the knife out of your hand?
Or if you fall off the building, he'll like catch you.
I hate saying I liked that, but I appreciated it. Because like in so many games, death is just such like a I have 20 lives, right? But and it's true, you cannot die in this game, and so choosing to kill yourself as a player is kind of like, I feel as though this character would be better serviced if I tried to kill them, which getting you there is a really interesting thing, which makes like your single life really tangible.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, the writing, I think getting there is shoddy, but I thought it was a really cool decision to try to kill yourself.
Well, and in my mind, did a good job of highlighting like Jody's kind of annoyance of being tied to this thing because if you choose to go through with this, it obviously makes it seem like she wants to die because she's trying to kill herself. And the fact that she can't was, I guess, kind of interesting. And also this plays into when we talk about her character later, one of the reasons why I felt she just seemed kind of powerless. But
I liked Stan. Stan was
Stan was great.
Kudos. Was a great guy.
If Stan's actor, if you're listening to this, kudos to you.
I mean, that scene where you commune with his dead wife and she's like, honey, you need to go live your life.
Good.
And it's like, that was like the most emotional scene for me in that entire game.
Yeah, same. game. And I, if like the rest of the game had been like that, I would have been a wreck. Like, yeah, like, the whole time.
It's true. It's totally true. But I like the homeless scene because A, Stan and her interaction, like we said before, is amazing. But B, it introduced like those three other four other characters. You know, the lady, the druggie, the history teacher,
alcoholic.
Yeah. They, at the end of the game, when you get the choice on who to stay with, I was so happy that they were one of those choices. Did anyone choose?
Meanwhile, yeah,
I was like, who's Zoe?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yep. I couldn't remember who they were.
Wait, are you agreeing with me? Or?
I went through all the endings. Like, I kept replaying the final sequence. And then apparently I found out there's, I think, about maybe probably five more or a few more you can get.
No way.
If you don't let those people, like, if they somehow die and they don't live. Through the game.
Who can you get, do you know?
From what I understand, if you let them die, not just them, but I think probably in the fire sequences, you know, the building's on fire, the ending can end up with her at a cemetery where the people are basically buried.
Oh, God. All of them.
Yeah.
I had a cemetery scene, though.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, did you guys?
Who died? No. Who'd you let die?
I can't remember.
Oh, God, who died?
Did you let
It was Cole.
Yeah.
It was Cole and her mom, I think.
Yeah.
How did they die? What? I saw Cole.
Your mom died for obvious reasons.
Right, her mom died.
Cole died because I messed up the action sequence.
I felt bad because I killed my own mother. I was like, was I supposed to do that?
So unnecessary, that death of the mother scene.
Well,
so,
and it's weird because when you're trying to leave and you may not know that you could kill her.
Yeah.
Like I did, and I was trying to leave, and it's like, are you sure you want to leave? And I knew, like, okay, I missed something. And I went back, and I went to Aiden's unit, and I was like, oh, apparently I'm going to kill. All right.
I thought I was healing her.
Yeah, I thought I was healing her.
Oh, my God, no.
And then she goes, oh, I was like, oh, mommy.
Yeah, I was so upset by that. What was the point of freeing her, of killing her?
Well, I think that was because you can let her live, but then she won't be in the beyond if you choose to go to the beyond. So it's like, do you want to join her or do you want to let her languish
and suffer? I wish you could have had a choice to free her. Instead of just killing or nothing?
That is
I think killing was freeing her.
Because those demons or whatever were around her.
And she was like, my life is a living hell.
Please let me go.
I just once again, I didn't think there was any support or motivation. Like, Jodie has never seen this woman before.
Yeah.
She comes in, she sobs, and she kills her. I wish there was more.
Like, I think a lot of it is just rushed. Granted, the script was, like, huge. But, like, even with, like, the Africa scene with the kid, it's like...
Oh, my God.
On its own, it was fine. Yeah. But, like...
In the context,
I was like, you met him 3 minutes ago. And suddenly, like, oh.
I thought that Africa scene with the kid was so unnecessary.
I loved that neither of them could understand each other, but really they understood each other.
Right.
The power of friendship.
You killed my dad. Did anybody mess up that prompt where you have to put the shield up?
No.
And then he shoots you?
Did he shoot you?
Did you get shot?
No. I put it up. But then I saw in the ending credits, like, I guess whoever was playing then messed up. And she actually gets shot and falls down. He's like, you killed my dad.
And it's like, Aiden doesn't step in? Come on.
Well, if you mess up the prompt, he can't.
He probably just heals you up right afterward.
Yeah. To go back to the... homeless? What scene were we just...
Homeless.
The homeless one.
Homeless...
Or Africa.
Africa. Right before that.
Stan.
Oh,
guitar.
My God.
What?
My mind is...
Money.
Oh, the mom?
The mom. Yes, the mom. Did you guys control Aiden and go into the inmates... or the asylum people's rooms, and they're like, hello, Aiden.
Oh, what the hell?
Yeah, like, I see
crazy,
you.
Right? Yeah.
Like,
that one guy's just like, leave me alone.
That's so creepy. No, I did not.
Yeah.
I see dead people.
Oh, that's really bizarre. How about now we go to the nice little date scene with Brian?
Best level in the game.
Cleaning up your living room.
Yeah, I love that. Aiden is so sassy. Aiden is like, I want to see this man.
You have me.
That was creepy.
I want to go into this, if I may.
Just because. By all means.
This level, like, in terms of a game, it's pretty boring. Because all you're doing is getting ready for dinner
date. It's like The Sims.
Yeah. But to me, it was the most, not exciting, but, like, it had the most weight as a sequence for me because... With the time limit, like, it really did feel like I was actually getting ready before someone got there. And, like, I didn't want them to show up and I'll be all disheveled.
Yeah. Luke is getting ready for me.
And just, like, going around Jody's apartment, tending to everything, felt so real as, like, that's what you do when, you know, right. a date's
no,
about
I
to come
totally
over.
Agree.
And yeah. the fact that, so Jody's telling Aiden, who's, you know, goofing around when she's trying to set up, like, I want this to go well, so please, you know, don't do anything to ruin this. And for me, it was the first moment of, like, when you're forced to be Aiden during their dinner date,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
you can, like, mess with everything.
I didn't do it.
But, yeah, I was like, no, this is her date. I'm going to I'm going to be a good soul and just stand back and do nothing.
I just wanted her to be
happy.
No.
Yeah, yeah. No, exactly. I disagree.
Did you mess it up?
So, yes, because I'm a guy and I'm playing as a girl and I'm getting ready for a date with a guy. And this, I was like, I don't know. And then I was like, I don't know. I don't know who this guy is. So I was like, oh, I'll just make him some beef. And then, you know, I do the scene. He's like, oh, you made beef my favorite. I was like, damn. I did not do that on purpose.
You're like her dad. You're like, absolutely not. You cannot go on
exactly.
this date.
I felt like the dad because, you know, I watched her as a little girl and she grew up. And I was like, no, nobody's going to date my daughter.
I turned on the country music or something. They just looked over.
I was all about the jazz. Did you know if you put too much pepper in the dinner, then yeah, Ryan will be like, oh, that's really hot.
Good.
Well, I do want to add to just the discussion about using Aiden in that scene. I for me, that was one of the really cool moments because I felt like it was kind of at that point where I started to realize, like, oh man, like half of the fun of playing as Aiden is knowing that you can really mess things up or you can, you know, withhold your power and you can kind of do it however you want.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, what an interesting way, because as players, we want to, you know, do things and
fiddle with everything.
Yeah, and see what'll happen. But it's like, and it's so hard to have. It was hard for me to have restraint there, even though, like you guys, I did. I didn't touch it because it was like, also, you know, shit, she's had a terrible time for basically ever.
Yeah.
And it's the one time she's asking me, please, I would like this to go nice. And I was like, well, okay, but it's hard for me not to do anything.
And actually felt like that moment made me go, like, is the player Aiden sort of across, like, all video games?
Right.
Like the id sort of. Actually, that scene made me be like, is Aiden her mom? Because that was before we had her mom in the game.
Right.
So, like, and as being protective, I'm like, okay, Aiden has to be a family member at some point. But we kind of referenced this. We kind of referenced this earlier. But in that dinner scene, if you don't get sexually assaulted when you're a teenager, you can successfully have love. Make
just
love.
Have some
love. Oh,
you mean make it together?
You mean with Aiden watching? Creepy.
I know, the fact that he's always there.
So here's
no. So I made that dinner date go so well because, you know, Ryan's kind of a looker, and, you know, Jody needed some happiness in her life.
And he's in the CIA. I mean, come on.
The actor was on a soap opera.
He was such a dick to her when she was getting into the CIA, though.
Wait, no. That was. I mean, she was a teenager. And she
and
was being weepy.
How old was he?
Yeah,
Cradle that's Robert.
R. Kelly.
No, he was like 20.
Yeah, yeah.
And the head of the CIA.
Well, no, he was like their best agent.
But anyway, so for that dinner scene, I could have had sex with Ryan, but if she got sexually assaulted, you could not. And in fact, it ended.
So
in
here's
tears.
What happened in my scene, and I'm assuming Anthony, since he also went to the bar. You're like, hey, let's you kiss at dinner. Like, he takes one bite of his food and says, wow, this is good. And you're like, thanks, let's make out. And then so you start kissing at the table and then you, like, get up and you lead him to the bedroom and it's, like, all sexy. And then you get in the bed and you're making out and then Jody starts sobbing into her pillow.
Really?
And he's like, this is how it went for me, yeah.
Oh, I didn't let him kiss me. I was like,
oh, no?
I don't even know you.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, I lead him to the bedroom and we're kissing on the bed and then Jody's just like, she just looks up and stops for a second, and tears start streaming down her face, and she buries her head in the pillow and sobs. And
dude,
he's like,
I got so sad.
And he's sitting there, and he's like, what the fuck is going on? And she's like, I'm sorry. It's just a thing I'm dealing with right now. And this was because of the sexual assault scene.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And she's like, I just can't. I'm so sorry. I just can't. And he's like, yeah, I need to go. And he gets up and he leaves. And I'm like, what?
No, it wasn't like that. It wasn't like that. It was like she's crying and he's trying to console her. And then she's like, I just need to be alone.
That's why I didn't let him kiss me.
Oh, no, you're like, that's why I didn't. No, yeah, I put out.
He couldn't kiss my little girl.
Sophia. No.
Did you get the perfect lover achievement, Sophia? That's when you put on music,
the elegant dress.
Yeah, the elegant dress, and you
oh,
make
no.
dinner.
Boom.
I was
or
wearing jeans.
You can order a pizza, wear casual clothes, and yeah. then you get a different achievement for that.
Here's the thing. I don't recall getting the option of what clothes I wanted to
really?
Wear.
You didn't
go to the club? Did you take a shower?
I didn't
have time for a shower.
I don't
there
remember.
Was food to be made.
I made a nice chicken curry, if I recall correctly.
Asian
did he like
beef.
It?
Yeah.
Asian he beef loved was... the chicken curry. It's his favorite dish.
Oh, it doesn't matter. Oh, man. Yeah,
he's a rude duck.
Although, you could put ginger in the Asian beef, and Jody's like, oh, this is a... What is that word that I suddenly can't remember?
Homemade recipe?
No. Food that gets
allergic.
Aphrodisiac.
Yes, thank you.
Or you could get drunk. Did you walk over to the
I saw that the wine
the bottle? Yeah,
during cooking was an
it.
Option. But
goes,
in the,
oh, sorry.
Also, there was a...
So you won't let him touch you, but yet you'll get her drunk.
There was a hilarious...
Well, Jody likes girl. To drink. She can get drunk in her own home.
Not in
it's
my
fine.
Game, she does.
In mine, she does.
It's wasted.
It's also really bizarre because when you're cooking, you can put... the alcohol on the dish, but the scream that Jody makes in reaction to the flames is like the same one as when she's like getting shot in a different chapter. Like they just recycled the. And I was like, that I clearly recognize that, and it sounds so out of place here. So it's just kind of funny.
But yeah, so that scene where you can have sex or sob into your pillow really changed the game for me.
Yeah,
because I never felt her as weak. Whereas I feel like you kind of did.
I don't know if weak is the right word. I feel like she
vulnerable?
Just... perhaps vulnerable. More like she just was... It always felt like as Aiden, my job was only to protect her. And there was... Like, she couldn't protect herself.
Yeah, but what about the scene with
where
her fighting off the bums?
She karate chops them all.
Yeah, yeah. That part was... I
yeah,
was,
that was awesome.
I
wish
like,
there
I'm
had been
using
more...
my CIA expertise.
I wish there had been more scenes in which she was just totally taking care of things herself. Mm-hmm. Is, I guess, the thing I got. But I don't know. I'm sure... Other
well, I felt like the mission in... wherever that place was. I can't remember.
Kazakhstan or something.
It was something.
Kazakhstan.
I mean, that was mostly her. And then, because just sneaking into a place like that with Aiden or without would be terrifying.
Absolutely, yes.
And then all Aiden really did was just take over people and shield her from
but
a stray bullet.
They survived that underwater, dip in the freezing water.
Let's swim to the it surface and hang out in the
oh,
snow.
Oh, and then Ryan was like, do you love me? And I was like, no, I hate you.
I said, yes.
I said, yeah, because I was just
what?
Like, we're going to die anyway. I was like,
I thought
we're going to
die.
Okay.
I thought that was the end.
All right, so now remember to, after you do that CIA mission where you kill the kid's dad and he shoots at you, and then you're on the plane ride back, and then that news flash comes on. Let's talk about that real quick.
Okay.
Because this is shortly after the dinner scene when this happened.
Yeah.
And I knew my dinner scene went a little weird. I wasn't exactly fond of Ryan because I felt a little – I was upset that he just left.
Yeah.
And so this TV show comes on, and it's like, hey, the president of this country was just died, and now the whole thing is going to devolve into chaos. And then Jody's like, oh, shit, I didn't know that's who I was killing.
Yeah.
And then Ryan's like, yeah. kind of knew the whole time. And he's like, dude.
And it's like, orders are orders. It's like, that's how you're going to wrap this up.
Yeah, it's so frustrating, though, because I had sex with Ryan, and therefore we were lovers. So in that scene at the beginning
according
of it,
according to you,
no, we kissed and they were like, "I love you." In the beginning of that Africa scene,
does not always
well, yeah,
a great
actually,
okay. But then the problem is, I had the same exact scene as Ryan did in the plane, where like we've been lovers for years now,
and then you jump out of a plane,
and he's like, "Yeah, whatever." And
he's
like,
a jerk again.
Yeah.
See,
Anthony had it right the whole time.
That's why I didn't give him the nasty.
So that scene made more sense to me, just like the way she reacted, because first of all, he was a dickhead for leaving like he did, and second of all, he's like, yeah, whatever. And she's like, dude, that was kind of important to me that not happened that way. And he's like, whatever.
I interpret it as he didn't know either. And then it was like...
He's being defensive.
He's being defensive of the CIA.
Either way,
he's okay with it.
It made sense to me. And then he's like, come on, don't leave. And she's like, no. And I'm jumping out of here. See ya. And I was like, I probably would have had that reaction, I think, to him.
jump out of the plane.
Yeah, but not if we were lovers for 2 years.
Yeah, you're right. And I probably would have reacted to that scene very differently had we been engaged in relations for a long period of time.
Well, it's cool because even if you... got assaulted early on and you weren't able to have sex with Ren on the dinner date, it was kind of, there was a scene before when you're getting debriefed before the mission that it kind of implies that you can have sex with Ryan, even though it's not like, you know.
Oh, the before where they're looking at the plans?
If you kiss him, that's where Jody's like, oh, we have a little more time before the mission, right?
Yeah, I gave it to him.
Yeah, yeah.
He earned it.
My bad.
And she was about to go into on a deadly mission.
What?
Look.
Because they had been dating for years.
Look, my little girl... didn't get any yet, and I was, maybe she's never going to get any, so just here we go. Yeah. And I thought they were just going to kiss, but then it faded to black. I was like, no!
You're like, you can kiss him, just this once.
She's not innocent anymore.
And then this whole scene is followed up by my least favorite in the entire goddamn game.
I will fight you.
Wait, the Navajo scene.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, what happened there?
Okay,
and
let me
Jay,
have...
I don't...
Okay,
please defend yourself because this scene...
I will, Zach, I got your back. Whatever you say, I will back it up.
Okay, here's my dissertation. The game is called Beyond Two Souls. The game is about going beyond two people. The game is about Jody's influence in other people's lives. Hence why you all like the homeless scene.
Oh, let me just refute one thing.
Girl, I'm not done. Okay. So, also, Jody's been painted as a selfless hero. The one that sacrifices everything for other people. Her life has been a shit show. Like, her one happiness, we give it up and she might sob because she cannot even have that single happiness. And so this game is all about being beyond just Jody and about how you can help other people to the expense of Jody. And so this Navajo scene was exactly that. The thesis of this Navajo scene was that it had nothing to do with Jody or Jody's life, yet Jody was taking the time to help these other people to make their lives better, and I loved that. And it was so divorced from everything else. It was a reprieve for me to work on the
farm. Yeah, it was like its own chunk of the game that kind of gave you a breather between all the super heavy stuff and the...
Heavy. This scene was dark. It's like dead people and like
the grandma.
Over their
grandma didn't talk to anybody like until she was like, "They're coming," and then you're like, "What? You talk?"
All right. Yes. I agree with why the scene, to me at least, that makes sense why it's here.
Okay.
As for the title of the game, I would say it's probably called Beyond Two Souls because A, they talk a lot about the beyond, and B, it's a story about two souls being linked together. I suppose that's open for interpretation. Now, my problem with the Navajo scene wasn't any of its characters. I was fine with her helping these people, and I enjoyed most of it up until five Indian ghosts came randomly out of the floor and started fighting a giant cloud dragon.
Okay. Yeah. Here's why that was cool. Because up until that point, it seemed like the infraworld was just this little, basically in a corner of the earth, that only Dawkins had discovered. That's kind of what I had assumed. But this set it up as like, no, this really is a bridge to a world outside of ours.
Mm-hmm.
Not just like this one researcher figuring it out.
And I wanted that to be the case, and I see what they're going for, but I think unfortunately it just failed there. Because all we saw before or after was that single species of infraworld doodads. Yeah. And just that scene unfortunately introduced a lot of plot holes. You know, it's like it was a lot of rules that we followed that we never follow ever again. And it was like, oh, there are different things in this world, and then we never see something like that
so
ever again.
So did any of those people die during your scene?
The dad died.
The dad and the grandma both died.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The grandma has to.
They're supposed to, though, right?
I think you can save the dad.
Can live.
Oops.
Oh, really?
I also was like, sorry, man. Papa.
Well, then when you go to bury them, you can go up in that cave and the... You see the marking of exactly what you are linked to a thing.
Mm-hmm. Which is cool.
Yeah, that was kind of neat to me.
Yeah, I mean, I like the setup and the story and them discussing about this other world. But I guess the way it all kind of happened, it just felt out of place. And then the whole... did you guys get that weird feeling? It's like when you leave, you're like, oh, I have the option to kiss Jay, but this guy's been an ass to me this whole time.
Oh, I thought Jay was just...
Wait, I can explain that. You know how sometimes girls like jerks? Hello.
No, he, warms up to you yeah. after.
Like, after
you came
died.
The horse.
Yeah, no, after the horse.
He wants a hug or a kiss. Like, no.
I thought it was weird, though, because, like, the younger brother was, like, slobbering over you.
Yeah,
he was, like,
he
staring
was,
at you. He was like, I'm in love. But then, yeah. But then when you come back, okay, so you have the opportunity to go back with Jay at the end of the game.
Yeah.
And you go back, and Jay is, like, strong and silent, being like, I'm glad you're here, but whatever, let's have sex. But then when you hug Jay, it, like, zooms in on the younger brother.
Yeah, and he's like,
staring at you.
Yeah. I didn't know that. That's awful.
What?
Oh, that's awful.
Yeah.
That's really creepy.
But, you know, I kind of liked Jay's character because, yeah, I mean, it was – I like those type of characters. I think they're well written if they're done well. And at the end, I thought his kiss was justified because he's been fighting big old sand demons for his entire life, and his dad and his grandma just died, and he's like, I have this other person to, like, engage it with.
Ooh, question about that. God. So did you guys ever fix up the motorcycle or did you not?
Yeah.
Okay, anybody not fix up the motorcycle?
I mean, I didn't personally fix it.
I had it given to me at the end.
So it was given to you at the end. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
To me too.
So I fixed it up and he was like, oh, I seen you did a lot of work on this. And I was like, oh, I wonder if I didn't fix that up when you leave. Do you walk away? Do they give you the truck?
No, they give you the motorcycle.
Yeah.
They fix it for you.
Yeah, and then you come back.
I didn't even know there was a motorcycle.
It's in the barn next to when you go get the hay. You just fix it.
Oh.
I was busy with the horses.
Yeah. Horse riding was terrible.
Like, Sophia, you're saying it was out of place. I felt like in terms of setting, like that was a good thing because this super sunny, arid desert was so far away from the snowy, dark, depressing.
Oh yeah, it's nice to have that diversity. For me, it was more like the whole content of that scene.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, why am I being thrown with all this supernatural stuff? Because I guess I would want to be kind of eased into it because when we saw it in that scene where she's like a teenager and she's like trying to fight back that portal, that's where you got your hint of it. And suddenly it's like, oh, spirits. And then there was all this thing about the land and it was just like too much. And
that was my feeling too.
It was just like, wow, that was overwhelming. When and then it was like, next, back to normal.
It would have been a really cool thing that it could have done is have a bunch of different cultures with a bunch of different myths, like their own myths of the infra-world.
Yeah.
You know, like the Navajos felt it like this, you know, the Eskimos felt it like this. That'd be really cool, but because it was standalone, I don't think we got there.
It was, and when I say I don't like that scene, it's not that I don't like the characters. The characters were fine and the setting itself was fine. It was really the giant cloud monster and the Indian spirits. And you're right. Had it been inclusive of other cultures, maybe that would have made more sense. But when it's the only divergent thing from what you'd been seeing the entire game, like I had a really tough time accepting that that was a thing that could happen.
Giant cloud monster. Like that just came flying over. I'm like, what the heck?
For me, it was more like, how has he not just torn their house apart yet?
And why doesn't he just go in it? Like, he knows they're in there. I hid in a shed and he ripped it right open.
Well, the guys, but also, once again, the writing in that scene was really shoddy. Like, you get invited in for dinner and the dad's like, do you like your corn? Okay, go to bed. And, like, the sun was still up. And I was like, it's okay.
This is awkward. I told you to stay in bed. Yeah.
What's that noise? Go to bed. Shutters up.
Yeah.
No explanation.
Wait, can you tell me what? Go to bed.
So are you allowed to go out the first night, or they did not let you?
Yeah, I did go.
Yeah.
Oh, no, well, you open the door, and the dude is there.
He's like, what's up? And you're like, oh.
Yeah, you open the door, and the guy's like, because you think he's an antagonist at that point.
Yeah.
Well, it's being painted as, and then you go back in.
That's creepy.
But then you can use Ivan to go into the other rooms and see the sleeping boys.
Yeah.
I didn't do, maybe?
You could see the grandma just in bed, like...
Wait, wasn't one of them freaking out? He was like...
Yeah, the younger brother.
Which is cool, because for me, that made them seem a lot more real, because before that, they were like, oh, we're not...
The dad was sleeping.
Just deal with this weird, crazy sound.
Yeah.
So, for the sake of time, let's talk about two more scenes, and then we'll start wrapping things up.
Okay.
First, you go back to the CIA after the mom stuff, and then Dawkins is like, come into my office. And first of all, I was a little weirded out by the fact that they'd built yet a bigger infra world, whatever the hell it's called, portal. When in the first time you ever encounter one and you shut it down, you tell him, don't ever let this happen again. And he's like, yeah, almost everybody died, of course. And so they build a bigger one, and they're talking about, we're going to weaponize it and all this other stuff. And you'd already shut down the underwater facility one and wherever the hell. And he says, all right, thank you for your service. Here's a check you can take with you. And, you know, you're done with the CIA. You helped us. You can accept it or not. And I'm just kind of – and then you see his family, his ghost family. He's like, mm-hmm. look, I found a way to talk to them. And they're trapped in a cage.
I don't need your pity.
I rejected it as well, yeah.
What?
Oh, you know, you don't want to know what happens when you take it?
What? I took it.
You take it. That's it. Nothing.
They still beat you over the head.
Yeah, they pretty much still get you.
It's so frustrating. That's what I hate.
They pretty much still get you.
The fifth time they knock you over the head, then you wake up and Darkin's like, oh my God, are you okay? And you're like, what do you mean? Like,
you've done this to me 4 other times.
Yeah, it's like, I just didn't want you to use Iden. I'm sorry. And you're like, it's fine, Dawkins.
I thought they put the gas on him going crazy like way too fast.
Yeah,
me too. Because he was totally normal for almost the entire game. And instantly he
kept
was
it together through every scene before that.
And then he's like, look, I'm obviously torturing my family. What do you think about that, Jody?
They're clearly in pain.
He's like, look, they want to be with me. I was like, no, that looks like they're in pain.
They're screaming.
And that's actually why I accepted, because when he was like, help me talk to them, I was like, I don't, but I want you to see that they're in pain.
Yeah, exactly.
So let's have this conversation.
And then you link up and they're like, you have to let us go. This hurts.
And he's
really
just like, no, you're
he's
lying.
Like, no.
Yeah.
And he's like,
even though
you're right, I just made that up.
And in your wife and your child's voice, I just made that up. Thank you.
Now, the thing that really bothered me about this is the entire game, like, I truly believe this guy would have done anything to make sure his family was just really comfortable.
Yeah.
And, you know, he was painted as this guy who absolutely loved his family. Uh-huh. And in my mind, like, okay, if he knew that he was hurting them, he would stop right away. And he didn't. And then he refused to believe you, even when, as we said, you let them talk to him. And he's like, nope, you're lying. And you're like, okay, dude, well, I don't know how to help you. So
no, totally.
Yeah,
I'm done with
denial.
You.
No, I think Lucas hit the nail on the head. It was just gas too much.
Yeah.
Because then at the end, he's staggering around with the gun. And you're like,
all right, I know what's going to happen here. Yeah. Fucking shoot yourself. And he does.
Apparently,
maybe he doesn't. Because he could have shut it off.
Apparently, he can shoot Ryan if...
What?
If
what?
You don't talk him down?
Yeah. If you're just like, do it. I don't care.
Then
he'll be like, screw you.
Oh, so Ryan died in yours?
Not in mine. I read that online. Die.
Also, what the hell's up with those little portable containment fields that do nothing?
Oh my God,
they're
so frustrating. Wait, what? To me.
I was like, the little portable shields that they put on themselves.
Oh, the belts?
Oh my God. It didn't help at all.
I was like, if people are still dying, where are what do they even do? I have no idea.
And then when Jody's like, turns off for like that 5-minute dialogue, nothing happens to her.
Here, take mine. She's like, are you going to be okay? I'll figure it out.
He figured it out.
I mean, Ryan hit the deck, you know, didn't move, kept low profile. The thingies were too scared. What were they called again? I can't even remember.
I don't know. Were they called anything? Spirits.
Beyonds.
The Beyonds.
Beyonds.
So, all right. Now, let's talk
this
about
is important, the end.
What happened in your ending. Also, I want to say this. I thought the ending was very weird in the way that it was like, here's every decision you've ever made and how it plays out.
I didn't have that. What happened?
What do you mean?
Well, what I mean is it would be like, you have to make your choice. Are you going to – isn't the first choice you make like, are you going to live it out or are you going to go into the beyond?
Yeah.
Right. Yes.
All right. So what did you guys pick?
I chose life.
Life.
I chose life.
Because honestly, when I looked at the first two beyond, it was like my mom, Paul, the grandma. And I was like, I don't really care about it.
Well, it's like you're going to get there anyway. What's the point?
Yeah, and the way it was written, she was like, I still have so much to do in life to live and people to love.
Yeah, I know, right? And you're like, that sounds a little too good to be true. But I do want to see what Iden looks like.
Well, that was a cool scene, too, because I... was like, are they just going to keep the camera behind his shoulder the whole time?
Did they?
No, they
never
quickly,
saw his face.
Oh, yeah, they quickly pan away.
As soon as they cut to him,
you saw him standing, but you would never
just,
saw
like,
okay,
that's what I just, and for some reason, he's naked, I guess.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
I mean, and he doesn't have a PPI checked.
Okay, well, there we go.
Yeah. For investigative work, Zach.
Enhance.
But we all chose life.
So what happens when you choose Beyond? Because I actually was too lazy to go.
There's like two endings for it.
In Beyond?
Yeah.
I chose Beyond. What do you mean? I only got one ending in Beyond.
So for Beyond, when I chose it, it's really weird. So depending on who you save, it goes and shows how they continue to live the rest of their life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if you save everybody, basically, it shows what each of them do, like the lab assistant guy.
Cole.
Yeah, Cole. Or
mine
the black.
Got his mail.
Yeah, he got the mail of like no. He's at the computer or something like that, and then it gets cold, and he looks on the monitor and it goes, you know,
it says like princess shakes. Or something, right?
Yeah, it says like princess, and he knows it's, you know, it's her.
Crazy.
Yeah. And then another one is it goes to where the homeless people are, and the daughter is basically talking. And she's narrating. And
yeah,
she's
she
like,
becomes a narrator.
Yeah, and she's like, yeah, she talks to me and she protects me and tells me about the monsters and they try and get me at night, but she protects me. And then it shoots off to this futuristic thing and, like, the world's destroyed.
I totally forgot about that.
Yeah, and she's like, you know, she's been, I guess I was preparing for this, and she says there's going to be harder times ahead. And then, you know, then it just goes off and leaves room for a sequel.
I will say this, and I'm going to say this on record. I've been saying it around the office a lot. I will bet money that the sequel to this, if it gets greenlit, is going to be called Between Two Worlds. 100%. That's what
I don't
decided.
Think there's going to be a sequel.
I'm just
there's
saying.
No way.
I don't think there will be a sequel either.
I'm
but
it will be called Between Two Worlds. But yeah, I actually really liked when Zoe becomes a narrator because it's kind of like, you know, Jody had a connection to the opposite world, but Zoe was born between them, between two worlds. So she is like this bridge now, and she can actually commune with both sides equally, which is really cool. But depending on...
Like, I never picked up on that at all.
Well, we didn't get the Beyond ending, so you wouldn't know that.
Yeah. Well, how is she born between them? What do you mean?
Well, because like the only reason she was able to be birthed was because of Jody and Aiden.
So they're
touched. So she has a connection.
Yeah, so she's touched.
So she's they're connected. So she's like, so when you choose Beyond with Jody, it's like she's that girl's Aiden.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's weird.
Yeah.
What? That's nice.
I don't want someone watching over me whenever I'm trying to go on a date.
It shows everybody. It shows everybody's little
she's
thing.
Everybody's
like it even
Aiden.
Shows. I think it shows. Does it show Jay? No, I don't think it shows Jay. And I don't think it
shows.
Oh,
that's interesting. I should go back and check the other. Yeah, I only chose Life, and I hooked up with Ryan. And I don't remember why.
So you're like the end, happy ending,
and
Prince
that was,
Charming.
And that was a weird thing, too. And it was actually when... So, yeah, Aiden is your brother, you find out, which I didn't know who it was going to be, but I wasn't surprised.
Yeah.
It was not revelatory.
Yeah. And then it's like, and now he's gone. He's gone. So now I'm by myself, and it's really weird. And actually, I wish he was still here, and I'm living in a cabin by a river.
I thought that isolation part was weird because it's like I was just with the guy who I'm basically attached to romantically, and now I'm just
by myself?
Chilling by myself.
Yeah. And also, the problem is that it the things that it introduced were nowhere in the game and afterwards. She was like, you know, my mind is unraveling and my memory doesn't work. And then right after you choose who you're with, she's like, totally fine. It's really frustrating to me. Well, like, I thought she was going to be, like, at the end of the Hunger... Have you guys read the Hunger Games trilogy?
No.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Just
at the end
say,
of the Hunger Games...
Spoiler cast.
It's fine.
Games.
Main character of the Hunger Games.
Sorry.
Go ahead. I'm not going to read it.
It's fine. Long story short, I thought Jody was going to be irreparable because she was like, my mind is unraveling. I'm remembering things out of order, which was really cool then because it like
made
it's
sense with the story
of the game. Yeah, but
she was writing it down. So were you playing what she was writing?
Yeah, right. I don't know, it's like a gone home sort of thing. But and then after she chose it, she's totally fine. It was really frustrating.
And then
did you choose alone or did anyone choose alone?
It was one of the ones. I went through all of them.
What happens?
I went through all of them too. I don't remember what happens with alone.
Become a hermit.
That's just like so depressing after all Jody went through.
That was the first one I picked. I was like, whatever.
No, I was actually really, really happy I chose Zoe because she like you choose Zoe and then she's like, I went to Ryan, I told him it wouldn't work, and Ryan obviously because he has no emotion was like meh, and then you go to Zoe and Stan is so happy to see you. He's like, Jody, we've been talking about you, and they're all doing so well and they all have jobs and they live in an apartment together.
Oh, dang.
And they're so happy and I was so happy. And well, she like lives the rest
of the
days.
Maybe that's why I felt like this game was like, oh, if I had that ending I'd be like, oh, closure all wrapped
ending.
Up
yeah, that's
I
didn't, the best I would, ending to me that's the best.
I had the Ryan ending too, and I wasn't that into it. And
what? She was totes happy. She finally found someone who could.
No, well, in my case, I shouldn't have chose Ryan, but I did because I didn't really know what else to want
exactly.
to pick, and I thought that the alone one was kind of depressing, and then it was just like then I felt really weird that I chose him because I had no attachment to him. He and I had a really shaky relationship this entire game.
And then we got back together. Ryan was the first person other than Dawkins to accept Jody and like the fact that she would be tethered to Aiden for life, and no one else, everyone else is like, you're a freak. So the mere fact that he stuck with you for that long was I feel like.
Sure.
They were meant to be together.
And then,
but.
Oh, but. Sorry.
When Aiden says still here in the sand, I was like, why didn't you tell me when I was in the cabin? That would have made me
when
so
I've been crying
much...
the whole time. Yeah, I got the beach scene with the coconut. It's like,
I thought that was hilarious because I was like, yeah, seriously, why the hell did you wait so long? Like, he's like, ha ha ha. And he's like, you make me adjust to a life finally thinking that you're gone. And then you're like, just kidding.
Here's
I'm still here.
The weird thing, though, when you choose Jay, so she rides back with her motorcycle
who's
to
he?
the
yeah.
Navajo.
Okay, the older brother.
Exactly.
And silence. Like, they come up. They don't say anything to each other. They hug. It immediately does a jump cut to after they have sex, still isn't talking. She's like... kind of shivering, kind of alone in her underwear. You feel like really weird about it. She walked up to the mirror. It gets really cold. She breathes into the mirror, and Aiden writes in the fog.
Fuck,
still
no,
here.
That's way creepier than
what you do him.
Oh, that's weird.
On an interesting turn of notes, I was reading about this. The sequence where you shut down the condenser, mm-hmm. you can fail that.
And what happens?
I don't remember. I think basically everybody dies or something like that, but you can fail that and get an ending that way.
Like that would
just be like
right,
you
know, right where you're pulling down the lever. Like, you can fail that or just stand there and not do anything. Or you know how you play with it? Like, they go.
Yeah.
Here, do that. You go halfway on the motion. And then she'll fail it, and it'll give you an ending. I forget what it is.
I really want to. After this, let's go play it, because I want to see. But I was also like, why was she reducing in age? What was the thematic purpose of that? I don't know. At the end, it was just like, I feel like the director was like, oh, this is so poignant.
Like, well, I think it was just like the getting that close to the other side made reality sort of.
Or it was just,
go all crazy,
or
crazy
it was just
like
showing. I guess what all the crap she went through. Because you know how like when she was approaching the portal, like all these different factors came out and tried to mess with her to distract her.
Yeah, like her tormentors.
I think it was just kind of like, and at the end, the dad's like, "Oh, I'm gonna beat you real good now." You know?
Yeah, I don't know. I can retrofit a reason why, but once again, it was not supported through the writing.
I tried to strangle her dad.
Oh, I did
oh,
too.
Me too. Me too. And then Dawkins was like, "Good job."
I was like,
"Can you kill him on the spot?"
No, I went back and tried again.
I thought you could.
He blacks out for a second, and he's like, "What the hell? You're trying to kill me, you
which I feel bad because it turns your mom against you.
Yeah.
But she's leaving anyway, so who cares?
Exactly. All right, well, let's go around the table real quick. Any closing comments, and then we'll wrap this up, just because I know we've been go over quite a while here. So last words?
I mean, I liked it. Mm-hmm. I didn't like it quite as much as I wanted to, I suppose.
I mean, I think your exact words were, I hated it.
What, the beginning of the podcast? No.
It was like the first weekend after we all.
Oh, that's because I was just trolling you because I really liked it. But no, I think it's definitely worth playing, especially if you liked Heavy Rain, because I feel like it does share a lot of similarities there. And the storytelling, just go with it. It'd be curious. I think the best part about this type of game, and same with Heavy Rain, is that you get to talk to people afterwards and kind of describe your experience. Because very few games, you know, once you're done, that you really want to discuss it for weeks.
Or listen to a spoiler cast.
Exactly.
I really enjoyed it. It's funny because I borrowed Ryan's copy, played through it, and I'm never going to play it again. But I almost wanted to buy it just to show, like, I really appreciate all the work that went into this game.
Mm-hmm.
So I would wholeheartedly recommend it if you are the kind of person, the kind of gamer that invests themselves into a game and you're willing to, like, get attached to virtual characters. Because I think Zach was saying, like, the Willem Dafoe as Nathan Dawkins was just felt completely flat for you.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, I was like, oh, this... I'm really feeling like this is a father figure to my character.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Thumbs up.
I think that was really well put, Lucas, and I will just ditto all of that. I think I'm actually going to buy the game, and I think I'm going to play it again only because I know what I can influence. I think I'm just going to play it like the exact opposite of when I did and see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
But definitely play this game if... I don't like if you want to get invested in anything, if you want to see story in video games grow and mature, totally buy this game. So it's kind of like saying plus one, yes, I feel like this. Also, I think Ellen Page did a lovely job. We didn't get to talk about it, but
yeah,
I think she does really well as Jodie. It's a really cool thing to kind of see a named actor playing a role in a game. I think just for that reason, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, absolutely. I think for me, this was Beyond Two Souls kind of reminded me of a lot of what we're seeing in the indie scene, in the sense that a lot of those games are playing around with ways to tell stories, and a lot of them do a very, very good job of it. And I think this is kind of like the AAA funding version of that in a way. Mm-hmm. And also, as we mentioned earlier, I do appreciate that it is something a little bit different than what you can get pretty much anywhere else. So I mostly enjoyed the game, and despite my qualms with it, I'm still totally, totally happy that I played through it. So.
It was experimental, but I think it was definitely worth going down that path.
I think it was interesting too. It's a good refresher title to sort of pull you away from what the regular stuff is, or the regular stuff that's out there, but you really have to go into it with an open mind. Otherwise, it's just kind of.
Yeah, you'll see the flaws, but I think the overall package, it's definitely worth experiencing.
All right, well, thanks everybody for joining us in the Beyond Two Souls spoiler cast. We'll be sure to do more for the upcoming games this year, as there are many of them. So stay tuned and keep checking out the site and follow us on Twitter and all the social channels, and we'll catch you next time.
Bye.